This is supposed to be the sixth episode of Nate Ann's podcast. If you're listening to it, I just want to say to you real quick that my podcast isn't scheduled. If I feel like doing it, I'm doing it. Yeah, that's selfish, but I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't go out and I don't do shit, just stay at home, and the stories will not, you know, come to me by themselves. So if you really like my podcast, be patient. You know, I'm doing it till I'm done with it. If I think I'm done with it, I'm gonna tell you, and I probably put like last episode or stuff like that on the title, and you guys would know it. But no, not yet. I'm not done with it yet. I do this for free. I don't have any ads or anything. You know, I don't get money out of it. Just pure joy. Just pure joy. So, this episode is supposed to be the sixth episode, if I'm not wrong. I don't like counting numbers, you know. So this episode is about porn. You like porn? You guys watch porn, do you? You don't? Do you? If you're Catholic, you might not watch porns. And don't get me wrong. I don't like to say, like, to people that, hey, you don't watch porns and something's wrong with you. No, I respect you. Because normal people watch porn. Nah, I take that back. I wouldn't say that. So people watch porn. Some people don't watch porn. It's okay. It's your choice. It's okay. You know, you can be turned on by some weird shit. I don't know. I don't really know what turns you on. It's just that I would like to say that I support porn. And I support masturbation, and definitely I'm not Catholic. And however, I don't support rape and any non-consensual shit. I don't think it's in here. But no, sorry. I'm reading shit out of my script, so my tone of voice might be a little weird. So, yeah, I say that. I support porn, I support masturbation, but I don't support rape and any non-consensual shit. I don't think porns are inhumane. I think it's normal. If you want to have sex with a random person and let people film it and sell it, go ahead. Go ahead if you want to. You have rights to do whatever you want, you know. My confession, I watch porns. And I don't give shit. I'm not afraid to tell people. I'm proud. I watch porns. I'm a lady and I watch porns. So, yeah, I watch porns. So, you know, it's fun to talk about porn categories. When I have a conversation with my friends and ask some of my friends, hey, do you watch porns? The hypocrites would say, oh no, I don't watch porn. I don't mess with that shit. It's inhuman. I don't watch porn. I don't know. Yeah, but they watch porns. So, but some of my friends are really sincere about their pornography experience, and they would like asked me, yeah, I do watch porns. And this is my favorite categories when I, you know, search for some porns to watch. And then we would exchange it, like, hey, what kind do you like? Some people like hardcore, some people be like, I like femdom. Yeah, I'm a feminist, and I'm female, but I don't get turned on by femdom, which is short for female dominant, right? Yeah, femdom. I don't do femdom. I think femdom is for guys who, like, sometimes they don't wanna, you know, they don't wanna do some stuff that they usually do, and they might be lazy or whatever, and they, oh, here's femdom. Femdom is really good. I really like femdom because I don't get to do shit. Like, female will do it for me. So, but I get it. Some people really, really like that stuff, but femdom, female dominant porn, doesn't turn me on. Okay. Some people like, you know, face sitting, and some people like farting. That's weird, but I respect that. Yeah, I respect. I really do. Do you fart? Absolutely. Do I fart? Absolutely. So why not? Let's just make it. I support fart porns. You know, they generalize the idea of farting, that, oh, it's usual stuff. We do it every day. Just, you know, be familiar with it already. If somebody fart, just, you know, just you fart, you sneeze, you fart. Just like same feeling. That should be equal already. Sneezing and farting. So, some people like, what else, like anime? Anime, I don't like anime. I don't watch anime. I don't want, no, they call that, they call anime porns hentai. So hentai, do I watch hentai? No, I don't, because it's so not real at all. I'm not turned on by the animation tits, like cartoon characters tits. They are too big. Yeah, when something is too big, I feel like, hey, what's wrong with you? Let's get you a doctor. Are you suffering from that? From those big tits of yours? We're gonna, you know, we're gonna get you a doctor, or we can do something about it. And hentai are really not real. Sometimes, you know, they are in some four dimension something, and girls fuck aliens. Yeah, how about that? I'm not turned on by girls fucking alien fucking girl. I really don't do hentai. If I'm going to categorize porn, I would divide it into two parts, just two types. American and Japanese. So those are huge. They got, those countries got huge porn industries. And so American and Japanese, I prefer, dun, 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 I prefer Japanese porn. No, stop it. I'm an Asian, but that doesn't mean that I, you know, stay in my, you know, culture. No. Japanese is not my culture. We Asian, Thai and Japanese have nothing in common. I might look like their people, but our porn have nothing in common. I don't watch Thai porn. They are so, so, I don't know what to call it. I don't watch Thai porn. They are not creative enough, just, you know, just some homemade and just a girl and a guy just fucking. There is no story, just, you know, some homemade videos. I don't do that shit. Just you click open and you see the penetration already. I'm not turned on by that. I'm turned on by some... Oh, we'll talk about it later. Let's just get to the American porn first. So, I'm not turned on by American porn. Is it weird? Yeah, that might be weird. But American porns are surreal. American porns have their weird shit. No, I don't like that. Like the speaking in the foreplay, like, hey girl, let me get that pussy. I don't like that. I'm not turned on by that. You have sex, you have sex. You can, you know, you can, like, you can moan, you can shit, but girl, come on, let me get that pussy. I'm not turned on by that. I'll be like, hey, shut up. You don't know. You're gonna get it. If I'm going to give you my pussy, you're gonna get it. But you don't, no, you don't do that. You don't, oh girl, let me get that pussy. Or like some, you know, porn actress would say like, come on, come here, sweetie. Let me give you this sweet, sweet pussy of mine. I don't like things like that. I would be like, oh girl, shut up. American porns just make me feel like I'm in a pet shop with two kitten lovers and they agree to meet and they like one a girl brings a kitten to this pet meeting and a guy would come to her and, you know, he wanna play with her cat and the guy would open a conversation with a compliment like, oh, your kitten is so beautiful. Oh, look at the hair. Look at the color. I want to touch it. Can I touch it? And the girl be like, oh, yes, come on. And the guy, you know, play and caress the kitten. And he was like, oh, the hair is so soft and warm and stuff. You know, when I watch porn, I don't want to feel like I'm in a pet shop or like kitten lovers meeting. You know, I don't know. If a hot guy come to me and want to fuck me and say this, like, oh, let me get you pussy, I'll be like, shut up. And I would walk away. I really do that. I don't do talking, sexy talking. Cut. I like Japanese porn. I prefer Japanese porns. They don't talk like that. They, you know, their language in the porn is really, really, really universal. Anybody, any races, any languages, any, you know, English speaker, Russian, anybody watch it and they get it. They get it. They get the shit. You know, you have this old man and the office lady. but she's kind of, you know, she's about 35, and, you know, they might stay in, they might be in an elevator, and then the actress, the office lady, would get molested and shit, and she would stay quiet, but she pretended like she doesn't like he touching her. But bitch, if you don't like that, you take off. You know, you take off. Like in the bus to like some bus groping, porn train groping. It's not like actresses or actors grope the train or the bus, like come on the vehicle, but the guy or a group of guys would, you know, molest some, you know, maybe students or office lady, and you might get a sense of violation, which actually that sense of violation is the key, because it excites us. It makes us feel like, hey, this is danger, this is crime. So it makes our hearts beat faster and shit. And that's about it. So you are aroused by the sense of violation, and that is what this is to, like, it's real shit. I'm saying some facts. So I'm stating some facts. So you might get boring in this part, but you know, be patient. I'm gonna get over it soon enough. So, so Japanese porns give us sense of violation, danger, crime, and that excites us. So, I don't support the rape, like real rape, but since, you know, it's how our minds and mentality works, so just let it go, you know. As long as you don't, you know, rape anybody, you just watch it, finish it, you know, you get it done at home or, you know, your residence, and you don't go in the public and you molest people, it's fine. But also I experienced some, I don't want to tell you this, it's my private life stories, but sometimes in the past I got molested, like in the movie, but real guys sitting in a minivan somewhere in Bangkok, and you know, molesting. I hate that shit. People are so stupid. So please don't be stupid and imitate the porns. As long as you stay true and you don't do like weird shit outside of your house, is fine. Because you cannot deny that our mentality just works that way. Violation excites us. So, skip the fact we have the... I used to have my favorite porn video. There's this Japanese male plumber that would, you know, he would go to people's houses and clean the sink and stuff, and I really like it. Why I like it? because when, you know, I share my house with my mom and my sisters, a lot of people, like 3-4 people, and my dad comes sometimes. So when I watch porn, I would be really, really quiet. I don't moan, I don't say, oh, shit like that. I'll just be quiet and, you know, stay focused. And I would lock the door and I would not turn this sound on, even though I have some headphones and earbuds, but I don't use it because I don't use them because I am too afraid of that the sound would be out and people would know that I'm watching porn. So I watch porn silently. And American porns don't provide excitement to you know, to deaf people. So if you don't turn the sound on, the half of the excitement or the half of the arousing is gone. But Japanese porn, some of the Japanese porn, if you don't turn the sound on, it's the same. If you turn sound, it would be like some air sound and noise and stuff, you know, because this, my favorite Japanese porn, the plumber, he would wrap his hand around a housewife, like, so she cannot speak, but she, you know, she can breathe. So I really like it for some reason, because I get the full arousal from the porn. So I don't turn the sound on, it's okay. And later, so sometimes later I look it up and I don't see it. It got deleted for whatever reasons. So I'm trying to search for the porn, the plumber porn that I like, and I can't find it. So I was thinking about it a lot. I will, you know, get, you know, might it be good if I just find the name of those actors and actresses in the porn. So I, you know, I watch a lot of porns, but not to, like, for the purpose of watching porn to get aroused, but I watch porns to find the names of those actors in the porn I like that got deleted. So I did that, and I came across this porn. It is called Share House. So basically, this porn is starred by 3 guys and a girl, and those 3 guys, one of them is the actor in my favorite plumber video. So I don't know, because I'm trying to look at the porn label and stuff, and I can't find it. I just know the actress porn, the actress name. So I emailed the company, which is a Japanese porn company. So I have to, you know, Google Translate the message that I'm going to send them, and they replied back that, hey, we cannot disclose the name of the actor in the porn, but the actress we already told you that her name is blah blah blah, but we cannot disclose the name of the actors, so I didn't get the name of the guy. That's sad. That's so sad. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's really okay. I don't, you know, it's done, it's done. I might come across it later, but it's fine. What about porn? So, I have this idea that being a porn editor be like weird. Really, really weird. If you get to talk to a porn editor, please ask him or her this question. Like, I really wanna know, did they lose their sexual appetite? Hey Paul, since your job is editing pornography, will the usual stops turn you on? And probably says like, you know, nerd. Not quiet. My wife has to punch a hole in a pineapple slice and let me put baby carrots in one hole. In a hole, one by one, you know, just baby carrot, put it in a hole, baby carrot, put it in the pineapple hole. Paul, does that turn you on? And Paul be like, no, it's just a time-killing game. When my wife gets horny, my wife would breathe really fast and she would walk next door and disappear for hours. She'd walk back and she could. That is what I call inhumane. Losing sexual appetite is inhumane. You know, if you used to have it and you don't have it anymore, that's, I would count that as some kind of cancer. It's really, really serious form of sickness, I would say. And that it was like called inhumane. Losing sexual appetite is inhumane. If you used to have it and then you lost it, that's inhumane. And if you lost it by editing porns, that's inhumane. And here's a solution. Homosexual video editors, you know, gay editors, work on straight porns. Straight video editors work on gay porns. You just swap the kind. And if you are gay and you are a video editor, you take advantage of that. You go to the, for an interview in a porn company and you just put it on your resume. Paul Smith, gay. I'm gay. You know, I'm gay. So you just state the fact that you're gay. Why? Because you can get the job done faster because you don't have to pause and masturbate. Thank you. I know if that's funny, but I don't know if that's too long or what, but you know, it's really long. This episode is really long. So thank you for listening. It's about half an hour. Please, you know, stay tuned for my next episode. Thank you.